Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So we'll talk a little football. 803-0550 to join us if you want to get in on the discussion from the first 2 hours. 888-550-2550. But we also wanted to talk a little football. And last week, there was a lot of discussion about the NFL and rules and 4th and 15 and sky judges and replay assistance helping out and all these different things. So we turn to our Western hotline and we're bringing in Dean Blandino, Fox NFL rules analyst, who's joining us right now on WGR. Dean, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Thanks for coming on with us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
The preseason experiment, okay? So the league is going to have a preseason experiment involving the replay assistant upstairs. What is the experiment? What exactly are they going to try and see this preseason with the role of the person upstairs helping out the referee and the crew?
Yeah, so you have the replay official that's normally responsible for reviewable play situations if there's a challenge or can initiate a review. So the experiment is going to be in certain areas, possession plays, goal line plays, boundary plays. The replay official can give information to the on-field crew. The on-field crew has to ask, and then the replay official can give information based on the video that they see. It has to happen. They're trying to do this quickly and seamlessly, so it has to happen before there's 25 seconds on the play clock. And this is designed to fix an obvious mistake where the coach doesn't have to challenge and to do it quickly so it doesn't interrupt the flow of the game. So that's the way it's designed. And we'll see how it goes once we get to the preseason.
Yeah, a few things on this. Let's talk about the timing first off. It does have to happen quickly in real time. Can it?
That's the question. It's going to be – because you think about, right, you think about a play happening, then there's a ruling on the field. That may take a second or two. By that time, there could be 37, 38 seconds on the play clock. So you've got maybe 12 seconds to look at the video, get a question from the on-field crew, and then look at the video, make a determination, and share that information. It's going to be a challenge. There's no question. The way they've designed this, when you say it has to be done before 25 seconds, this is going to be quick. I get the reasoning behind that, but sometimes you might not have a definitive angle in that time frame. So I don't know how much they're going to be able to fix in that window.
One of the many questions I had about this was, now, if I have this right, it's the referee call that initiates this, right? He calls up to the assistant and is looking for help, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay,
so come from on the field. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's, I guess, what I'm wondering about is if something was missed, if there's something that needs to be corrected, how would the guys on the field necessarily know that? I mean, all of these, the referee, all the judge, they have their specific areas of responsibility and areas of the field that they're watching. How would that crew know? The guy upstairs would know if they missed something. They wouldn't necessarily know that somebody else missed something.
Yeah, that's a good point. Obviously, the guy upstairs would probably know better. You know, and when, you know, officials on the field, they have a sense when something's close, when something doesn't look right. They're going to try to make the decision as best they can. There are situations where they have a sense that something may be a little off, and they can ask upstairs. But again, to me, I agree with you. I think the replay official is going to have a better idea, and this may, look, it's an experiment, so it may evolve into hey, replay can pick this up quicker. Let replay come down to the on-field officials versus the on-field officials having to go upstairs.
From your perspective, or from, I should say, from an official's perspective right now, we just went through a whole season about pass interference challenge, and that failed miserably. Now we're talking about a replay assistant, maybe down the road a sky judge, a technical advisor, all these different things. From the perspective of an official, if you went to an NFL referee or a back judge or a side judge or a head linesman and said, guys, what are the biggest problems you have right now and how can we help, what would they say?
I think, all of these things with technology, yes, it's great to have a mechanism to help fix potential mistakes. But I think the officials would tell you that I think we've complicated the rule book. We've thrown a lot of rules at them. If you think about the last 15 or 20 years, the number of fouls that have been added to the rule book, the number of different situations, exceptions in the rule book, you've got timing exceptions and all these other things. So I think we've made it more difficult to officiate today. Combine that with the amount of scrutiny that they're under and the technology that everybody gets to use at home or on your phone, wherever you're watching the game. I think we've just made it really difficult for officials to officiate the game in real time. And I think the expectation is unreasonable at times because they make a call in real time. They see it once. They got to make a split second decision. And then we get to critique them from four or five different angles in slow motion. And we get a longer time frame to do it in. So I think we've overcomplicated things in some areas and that's made it more difficult for them.
Has the league ever been open to the idea of sitting down and streamlining the rule book?
Yeah, that's something, when I was at the league office, we did that. We tried to streamline it from a language perspective, make it easier to understand. And I always took the approach, and there are, the competition committee feels the same way. You don't want to change a bunch of rules every year. You don't want to change a rule for one play. And we saw what happened last year with pass interference review. There was one play, obviously a big play, that really was the impetus behind that change. Right. And like you said, that was, it failed miserably. And I think you have to take a holistic approach and look at, okay, is this a trend? Is this something we're seeing on a game-by-game basis that is really negatively impacting the game versus reacting to one play? And I think that has to be the approach.
And I think it's interesting in this discussion, Dean Blandino is with us. Now, this is not a sky judge. This is the referee initiating contact and going upstairs and saying, hey, what did you see? We may have missed something. Let me ask you, do you like that? If they were to enact something, would you prefer that? Or would you prefer the full-blown guy upstairs, part of the crew, and he did, or she would determine when to stop the game?
Yeah, I think we're headed in that direction. And I think this is just the first step. They're just going to, we're going to dip our toe in the water and see how this goes. I think we will have some kind of sky judge concept in the NFL at some point. And I think sooner rather than later, I think you got to start to test that. Let's get good people upstairs. Give them the parameters. Okay, what can a sky judge get involved in?
Right.
Whether it's catch, no catch, possession, all of those things. Or are you going to add some of these subjective fouls that may be missed? Maybe it's player safety fouls. You have the targeting rule in college that's reviewable. Maybe you start there. And then you kind of see how it goes. So I think that's the direction they're headed. And we'll see how this experiment, what we get from this.
See, but that's the thing that worries me a little bit. I'm all for correcting errors and all that. None of us are for constantly stopping the game. And I guess I would wonder, Dean, you hit it. The big question would be, if they decide we're going to have a sky judge, the question is, what kind of power does that sky judge have? And does it include some of the things you mentioned? Does it include, was he inbounds or out of bounds? Does it include penalties? If it includes penalties, every penalty, just a certain number of penalties. I mean, I guess I would worry about how far you go. You'll never get to a point. I mean, you could, if you wanted to, have a mistake-free game, but then you'd be playing for 7 hours and stopping the game every 2 minutes.
No question. I think that's the balance, right? We don't want a game where every other play the officials are stopping and they have somebody in their ear saying, wait a minute, I got to check to see if that call is right. That's not, look, the game flow, momentum, those are all big parts of football, and you can't disrupt those unnecessarily. And it would have to be limited. It would have to be just, you know, I was involved in replay when it came back in 1999, and we said, okay, this is going to be for the obvious mistake in a significant situation. Well, we've gone so far beyond that.
Right.
And even if you start with a sky judge, you know, does it continue to mushroom into something that you didn't initially intend it to be a part of? And that's always the concern. And you know, we've lived that when we brought replay back and look, 20, 22 years later, we're getting involved in things that the original system wasn't intended to be involved in.
A couple other things before I let you go, Dean. One of them, now they approved, did they vote for approval on the automatic review of scoring plays and turnovers negated by a foul?
They did, yeah. That was a change last year for 1 year, and it doesn't happen very often. I think there were probably maybe 10 or 12 plays last year that happened. That's just so if you do have a score, let's say the Bills score and there's an offensive hold and that brings the penalty, the touchdown back, the coach wouldn't have to challenge something that was reviewable on that play. Because you had a score, even though it was negated, that would be an automatic review. So it just takes the pressure off the coach in that situation, but that doesn't happen very often.
Okay. And then the other thing was the 4th and 15, the idea of the alternate to the onside kick. Why was it tabled?
So it was tabled. Typically, when something's tabled, they want it to pass. And this rule this proposal has gained a lot of momentum in recent weeks. And I think there's people at the league office that want this. They think it's more exciting. They think it would be a positive change, and they started to push this. They did. They had a virtual meeting. They did kind of canvass the membership, and it ended up being 16-16. So they knew they didn't have the votes. You got to get 24 to vote to pass it. So they said, okay, we don't have the votes. So let's table it. Let's have more discussion and let's see if we can bring this up at a later time. Because like I said, there are some people at the league office that want this to pass. And so they're going to have more discussions and see if they can convince a couple more people that this is a good change.
Last thing, because I forgot to ask it with the sky judge, Dean, could they decide to put that in place for this season? Or is it more likely that's an off-season thing for 2021?
They could. The commissioner could put it in for the 2020 season, depending on how the preseason experiment goes. In my experience, that would be, you know, that would be unusual, not unprecedented, but it would be unusual. I think more likely you gather the information because, again, who knows how much of a preseason we're going to have at this point. And right. So we're still kind of speculating about that, and so I would imagine more likely 2021. But if everything goes well and they say yeah, this is going to be a positive change for the game, they could put it in for 2020.
All right, we are with Dean Blandino, Fox NFL rules analyst, talking a little bit about NFL rules and what might be coming down the road. Dean, thanks for coming on with us this morning, and thank you for giving us your time today.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!